because you are so very honest and open about your site and what you sell on your site, I'm going to ask you a personal question. What was the personal experience that prompted you to start Book 22?
After the birth of our first child, I had the hardest time getting back into the swing of things with regard to intimacy. Everything just sort of shut down. We had gone to the doctor and talked to him, and it was all just very frustrating. I still absolutely adored my husband, but it was just like nothing was working. And so we went online to try to kind of find something to jumpstart things for me. And, we were completely disgusted by what we had to filter through just to find something to add to our marriage bed.
And when you say disgusted, you mean things that really didn't fit in with your Christian values?
Sure. It was things like pornography, some of the pop-ups with people masturbating right in front of you, obscenity. I was really surprised that it was that bad, that you could put in, massage oils and look through some of that stuff. I wasn't pleased.
So when did you realize, well, hey, this is a market that's been untapped?
I don't know that that specifically crossed my mind, but we definitely talked about it, and we were like, there has got to be a better way. There's got to be a way for people that have more conservative values to shop and add things to their, to their romantic lives without being exposed to stuff that they would think would make them unholy.
Let's talk about some of the products on your site. I
Sure.
saw there's chocolate body paint. There's a sort of black feather tickler thing that looks a little bit like a duster. You sell condoms as well. How do you make decisions about what to sell and what not to sell?
I love this question. I've been asked it before, and I have to be honest, we pray about things before we add them to our site. I've had people just be completely in shock that I would do that, but we live our lives very openly in front of Jesus, and so we just kind of pray for direction about which way he would have us go, and I have to be honest with you, he's really surprised us.
Really?
Yes,
What was one that something you prayed on you thought, oh, well, I didn't think that one was going to end up on the list?
I would say almost our whole entire special order page has come about from that. We just had no idea. We came into this business pretty naive. We both have, no physical disabilities, and so all of, our parts are working. And we just saw no need for a lot of the things that we had on there. But God made it very clear to us that not everybody is in the same position health-wise that we are, and that there were some needs that were being unmet out there.
And I mean this absolutely genuinely. Can you give me an example of a prayer that you would have, or you would pray with your husband when you were trying to think about a product?
Sure. So we would be praying in general and just lift up Book 22 to him, and we would say, Lord, along the lines of some of the more phallic products that are out there, Lord, would you have us put those on there, or is that something that would not bring you glory or make our brother or sister in Christ stumble? Because we very much care about that as well. And there he definitely has directed us. You'll notice if you go online that we don't have anything geared towards sodomy on our website. And it isn't because we find that anywhere in the Bible where it's sinful for someone in a marriage to engage in that. It is God put it on our hearts more because he's trying to reach a more conservative group of people who would maybe see that and just run away and not shop anymore.
We're speaking to Joy Wilson. She runs the website book22.com. The clientele for this website, mostly Christians who were involved or interested in bringing sexual enhancers into their bedrooms. I noticed that on your website it says intimacy for married couples. Is that very important to you? One of the important tenets for you that a couple be married? And do you ask?
You know what? There's no way for us to truly monitor that. We lay it out there because it is our heart's desire to cater to that group of people. We do believe that God has kind of laid out a plan in the Bible and that sex is a gift for married people. There's just a very small handful of things that he asks us to not do. We believe that there's a ton of freedom in Christ with regard to sex in a marriage, but that isn't one of them. And so it is our heart's desire that we sell to married couples only.
Do you make any of your decisions based on scripture and the Bible?
You know what? Yes, we do. We do not sell any products that are formed after a real human being. We liken that to bringing a third person into the bedroom, which, basically is a form of adultery. So Yeah, there are some limitations and some things we follow. And again, there's a lot of freedom there, but that is one of them that we've decided to not do.
What about gay Christian couples?
You know what? They're out there. They've contacted me, and I don't think that I am completely steady on my convictions with that. I have flip-flopped in the past, and what I mean to say is I've had people ask me, what do you think? And, you know, I don't ask other Christian couples to clear up the sins in their life and to get right with God before they come to my sight. And to me, homosexuality is just another sin, and we all are sinners. So I don't exclude them because I think that would be hypocritical.
One of the things it says in your site is it says, we want to encourage God's plan for people to remain sexually pure. What does that mean, sexually pure?
You know, I think not being exposed to the nude images and the pornography and the obscenity is what we mean by saying that. It's not on our packaging and it's not on our website. I feel that a lot of people fall into sexual sin because of the images that they see. Men in particular are very visual, and so we're just trying to keep them pure and not lead them into temptation.
What constitutes sexual sin?
Well, you know, I think there's the handful of things that I was talking about earlier. There's five things that really stick out in the Bible. God asks us to not be involved in incest, prostitution, bestiality, fornication, which I just liken to unmarried sex, and homosexuality. So we try to not go in any of those directions with the products that we sell.
One of the things about Book 22, which is interesting, is you're not just an entrepreneur. Your business has become a little bit of a ministry.
Yeah.
You have lots of links through to different websites, and there's a blog. What kind of, and I don't mean this in the negative sense, what kind of confessions do people make to you?
It's amazing. I think the ministry aspect of this business has actually gotten larger than the retail side of it. People do not always come into Christianity as children. They may spend their entire lives just kind of confused and doing things that maybe were not in God's plan, and then they find themselves as believers with a lot of baggage and things that they're carrying over, and that includes in their sexual lives. And so they come and they ask specific questions. But along those lines, I think the main question we are asked is if we can help with a couple who don't fit properly. You know, either the man's too small or the woman's too large. And, yeah, they have a lot of concerns about that.
What have you learned about being Christian from being involved with this business for, what, 8 years now?
Yeah. What have I learned about being a Christian?
Yeah.
You know, on the negative side of it, I'm ashamed to say that's what pops up first. I find that there isn't as much grace from my customers as I'd like there to be. If I make a mistake, I feel like I just get slammed sometimes, and I find that to be a bit disappointing. I've also learned that because it started out, you know, the United States was a puritanical society from the beginning, God's people have not done a super job of talking about sex, you know, in the church or otherwise. They've kind of treated this topic a bit shameful, and that makes me sad because it was originally a gift from God. And so I have learned that there's just a lot of people that are repressed in this area who need to hear that there's freedom in Christ.
Do you get hate mail? Do you get people who come onto your website and say, this is the most unchristian, unholy thing I've ever seen. What are you doing in the name of God?
Sure, I do. I'm very, very thankful that it isn't frequently because I'm not the most thick-skinned person you're ever going to meet. But I do. The one that sticks out in my mind the most is a man who emailed me and said, wow, look at what you're doing. You have turned sex into a sport. You must be so proud of yourself.
Do you write back to those people?
I used to, but I found that all it does is become kind of a petty banter awfully quickly, and that's disappointing. So instead, I just get down on my knees and I start praying. I pray for that person, and I pray for myself to be stronger.
So what are you and your husband going to do for Valentine's Day?
Oh, we don't kiss and tell much. You know, it's so crazy. We've got all of these products at our disposal, and we just don't. We have two kids. We're busy. We don't use them nearly as much as we'd like to.
You're just going to hold hands.
A little kissing maybe on the couch with a nice movie, yeah.
Joy Wilson is the entrepreneur behind book22.com. Joy, thanks a lot.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Now, that story elicited such a response on our blog. When I printed it out, there were 24 pages worth of comments. For example, Lars wrote, "I think this is fantastic. Most conservative Christians grew up trying to repress sexual desire in very unhealthy ways that translates to the marriage bed. While it may seem like a funny idea, I have no problem with it." On the other end of the spectrum, "This is fairly disgusting. A couple should only engage in coital relations in order to produce offspring. These people are attempting to validate carnality." That was posted by NF. And then this was sent by JS. "Why shouldn't someone pray about sex just as one would pray about anything else?"